kind of off of that, since you're working on such a small scale, I get that you can kind of physically see what's going on.
Yeah.
But when you're trying, like, a new reaction, you don't really know what happens under certain conditions.
Yeah.
How do you know, that, like, you did it?
Yeah.
Or you didn't do it, or what you have?
Yep, yeah.
Because so imaging it must be
difficult. So the imaging is, so how we know whether or not something worked, or how we know once something worked, how did it work, is and certainly in this area, there's a lot of imaging analysis. And sometimes it takes the students a while to be able to prepare samples for imaging. But now I think we have it fairly down packed that we can image nanoparticles quite easily. It's just now whether or not the equipment is running, I think.
Yeah.
So they have that down pretty good.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Generally, whenever I do a research project, it's over the summer, and I feel like it takes over halfway through the summer for me to ever get anything that's, like, actually worth looking at.
Sure.
To be able to go through the whole process.
And so it is true that research, I think people underestimate how long of a process it is when you do it the first time. And I think, you know, one of the things my advisors told me is I think it is fairly true. I think when you finish your PhD and you look back on it and you look at the body of work you've done, and it took you 5 years, you'll look back and be like, man, given what I know now, I probably can go back and do all of that in less than a year. Right? So it really just takes a lot of time kind of building that knowledge and building the expertise and ability to be able to do these things. And then, of course, you know, once you discover something, of course, you can do it again. And it's like, I don't know, I kind of view it as like the idea of running the mile under 4 minutes is like until, I can't remember who the gentleman's name was, but, you know, everyone thought like the 4-minute mile was like the ultimate barrier. And then the person finally broke it, and it took like, I don't know, 50-something years before somebody broke it. Then as soon after he broke it, everybody was running 4-minute miles. And it was just, you know, you only needed to see it one time, and then everybody can do it. And I think it was kind of an over to research. Huh. Once you figured it out once, then you realize you can do it. You can do a lot more.
Yeah.
And then when you look back on it, it's like, oh, I could have done this in a short time period. But I think the learning is as important as the steps you learn going forward. And there are things that slow you down. I think I mentioned this early. Writing is extremely important in graduate school. And then the process, I think, can take longer than students think to really get a high-quality paper out there. And that can take, you know, some weeks to months, even before you get that process down and they get a paper to the quality where you can actually submit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it.
I have two questions.
Sure.